Okay, we're getting past the 11:50 hour for Padmasambhava. What he desires to do is a transfer of energy and essence from and through the Ruby Ray lineage. And how do the Eastern masters do this to their disciples? I was asking how he would like to do this, and it is through the touch of head to head. Have you seen this with the lamas, where they actually, they will touch their forehead to the forehead of another? So that's what he would like to do. Now, some of you are taller than me, so it'll be interesting. So you may have to lower your head or bow a little bit for this transfer. And what he desires is that I make a call and that the audience just gives the mantra that we were giving before, number two, Om Ahum Vajra Guru Padma Siddhi Hum, while this is transpiring. And oftentimes when there is a blessing from the Dalai Lama or other high lamas, you know how they will give the person a silk scarf? We don't have those here today. However, he is etherically bestowing that silk scarf to you during this blessing. So some of you may feel it. I just felt it. He just gave it to me as I put it back on. And you may feel it energetically around your shoulders. So this is a Buddhic tradition. It's very spiritual. Has anybody had one of these transferred to them during a blessing for the Dalai Lama or any of the lamas in this lifetime? The scarf, the white scarf?
Yeah.
Silk scarf, yeah. You've had that?
Yeah.
Wonderful, okay. It's very important, and there's a lot of symbology to it, and that silk holds light, and it holds an energy field of the essence of the guru, in this case, Guru Rinpoche, around you as a protection, as a blessing, as really an unfoldment that will continue to unfold through your consciousness for the duration of your life in your spiritual path. So that's my explanation of it. Obviously, the lamas could explain it in a deeper, more profound way. This is what Padmasambhava desires. So in the name of Padmasambhava, we invoke the light of the lineage of which he is a part, descending from Sanakumara, Gautama Buddha, Lord Maitreya, beloved Jesus, Claire de Lis, Guru Ma, the Buddha Mother, and through our dispensation, through me. We receive it directly from you, Padmasambhava, and therefore we rise up to the level through our dispensation, through the Buddha Mother, to you in this hour, to receive any mantles that you would desire to bestow, any inner and outer blessings, healings, and spiritual empowerments that you desire to give to each disciple, as they are both worthy and available to receive it through the disciplines of their spiritual path, their daily meditation and prayer and devotion practice, and simply the way that they lead their lives in love, compassion, generosity, kindness, and virtue. And this empowerment also is extended now to those on the broadcast first in the 75% action, as the Master now touches your forehead. And those of you here will receive the 100% action of the light because you are physically present. So for whatever reason, Padmasambhava is asking the women to come forward first, and then the men.
Om Ahum Vajra Guru Padma Siddhi Hum. Om Ahum Vajraguru Padmasri 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 Hum. Vajraguru Padmasri Hum. Om Ahum 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 Vajraguru Padmasri Hum.
Om Ahum Vajraguru Padmasri Hum. Om Ahum Vajraguru Padmasri Hum. Om Ahum Vajraguru Padmasri Hum. Om Ahum Vajraguru Padmasri Hum. Om Ahum Vajraguru Padmasri Hum.
Om Aum Vajra Guru Padma Sri Hum. Om Aum Vajra Guru Padma Sri Hum. Om Aum Vajra Guru Padma Sri Hum. Om Aum Vajra Guru Padma Sri Hum. Om Aum Vajra Guru Padma Sri Hum. Om Aum Vajra Guru Padma Sri Hum. Om Aum Vajra Guru Padma Sri Hum. Om Aum Vajra Guru Padma Sri Hum. Vajra Guru Padma Sri Hum. Om Aum Vajra Guru Padma Sri Hum. Om Aum Vajra Guru Padma Sri Hum.
It took a picture. Okay. The universe conspired here.
I think I'd just like to have silence for 10 minutes. You can absorb the experience. Can we have an image of him up on the screen? Okay, thank you. I would like to say that he is sharing with me that this initiation is for your absorption into the mind of God. for your absorption into the mind of God. Now, in the absorption, in one sense, you are part of a greater whole. And from one perspective, you may seem to lose part of your identity. And yet, truly, you haven't. You still and yet remain and retain your essence. That is now part of the greater essence. Your spiritual individuality, which is a part of the greater whole of God's undivided beingness. So the word individuality, if you look at it, seems to say undivided duality. So it's kind of like Elohim. It's a plurality and a unity. So you have both parts of the whole in the undivided state. The dual has become one. You have become one with God. You're absorbed into the mind of God. My third eye and crown are still tingling, and I feel the empowerment which will unfold as he shared for the duration of our lives.